Episode 891, Finding Balance in Your Mindset.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It's time to get up and get your hands dirty because God's got some incredible things planned for you this week. It is another week, and I am so excited that you are here. We're talking about mindset, finding balance in your mindset. You'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Mondays is a start to a new week for most of us. We get up and before our feet even hit the ground, our mind is already going, what am I going to do? What am I going to think? Where am I going to go? Is this a great day? Is this a bad day? You've already decided. It's your mindset. But in order to change your mindset, you've got to find that balance in your mindset, the key components. And finding balance in your mindset is key to propel you to success every day. You want to succeed. And that doesn't, you know, your definition of success is different from my definition of success. And that's okay. But we all have to find the keys that's going to bring it all together. But how do you find that balance? What are some key ingredients you must have to find balance out of the busyness of life? You're just totally crammed, aren't you, with your schedule? It's like, oh my gosh, I don't have time to even think about what I'm doing. All I am is doing. I'm just going through some of the motions. I don't take time out. When you own the mindset of all or none, or simply base it on experience, you are shortchanging yourself. A lot of us are going through our lives just kind of saying, okay, I'm all in, so I just got to do this. I'm a mom. I'm committed. That's it. It's all or none, right? I can't go backwards. It'd be nice sometimes if you could stick them in a corner, but you can't do that. They're not going to go away. You still have to work. You have to make money in order to pay for your house and to pay for bills. When we begin to break it down and we look at what our mind is thinking, which I know is kind of screwy, honestly, to think that way, like, what are you thinking that you're thinking? Because you're thinking about what you're thinking, and that could be just it's a huge circle, isn't it? We base it on our own experiences, or we go with the attitude of all or none. I'm going to do everything, I'm all in or I'm not. I'm going to have clean eating or I'm not going to eat well at all. I'm going to, you know, start this business and I'm going to invest all my time and energy and effort, or I'm just not going to do it. But finding balance in your mindset is discovering where the rubber meets the road. Yeah. It's those non-negotiables, what you have in your life. It's the ingredients, okay, your key components. It's the life's equation, all those little components. Think about the ingredients in a recipe. And in order for a cake to taste good, you have to have certain ingredients. And I found out at a very early age that baking powder and baking soda played a very important role in baking. Probably that's where the name baking came from, right? Baking powder, baking soda. And depending upon the recipe that you were using, one helps with one thing. Sometimes you have to have both of them. Sometimes it's just one of them, but they're pretty essential. And so you're not going to bake a cake without either your baking powder or your baking soda. These are binding agents. It's what holds everything together. When you're finding balance, you're looking for the binding agents. What is it that holds you together? So you can find that balance, that harmony in your mindset. So you can figure out what works when you are on point. You know, think back to some of the days that you struggled with your energy level. Maybe you struggled to even stay focused. And when you're sitting there working on a project, let's say at work or even at home, and you're sitting there going, gosh, I just can't focus. My mind just drifts away after 2 minutes. It's like bloop, 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 and you're somewhere else. Those days, what were you doing wrong? What was missing? What were those essential ingredients that you were missing? Was it the baking powder, the baking soda? What was it? So I consulted with the greatest life mastery book ever written. Do you want to know that book? It's called the Bible. Yes, the Bible says something on sleep, believe it or not. It really does. It says, it talks in there at the very, very beginning when God created the world. And God created the world in 6 days and he rested on the seventh day. And when you think about all of that, if God rested and created you in his image, don't you think that rest is important? That rest is essential in your life? It is. We're made and created to rest, to sleep. Think about how our brain works. I mean, science has, you know, when you combine science with the Bible, you got to get goosebumps. But there's so many studies out there that says what happens when we go to sleep and how there's truly a rejuvenation of the body. It's a way for our body to detoxify, to get rid of all the yuck. If you're not sleeping or you only give yourself, let's say, half the time, so let's say, like I operated for many, many years, on 4 hours of sleep. And some circumstances when I was really younger, I figured out I could go a couple days without sleep. I don't know how I got through it. I probably really believe I willed myself through it. And I was able to, but then eventually I did crash and I would sleep for like 5 or 6 hours at a time, like, you know, with maybe I would get up, grab something to eat, and I'd go right back to sleep. That's not good on the body. But if you're shortchanging yourself and you're only getting half the amount of sleep that your body needs, think about just the stuff that's left in your body. It's not being able to detoxify itself. Let itself run its course. Think about your computer, right? You turn your computer off. Why? To wipe away the stuff that's in there. It's been on so long. And sometimes you just have to shut it down and start it back up again. That's the same with our body. We need sleep. And if you want to find balance in your mindset, you got to have sleep. You have no choice. You can try to will yourself like I did for many years, even when I was younger and I had young children. It was my excuse. Oh, they need me. I would stay up. I would do everything. I would still act like I had no children and wasn't even married, didn't need to take care of anybody but myself, which I really never took care of myself. I just got through it. I was only harming my body later on, and I've paid those prices in my relationship, in my body, in my mind, and even in my spirit. Finding balance in your mindset, you have to start with some essentials, and that essential is sleep. Proverbs 3:24 says this, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet." Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Get sweet sleep. You need sweet sleep in order to find balance, that harmony in your life. It is part of what God gave you. And you can't argue that you were created in his image. If you believe that you were created in his image and he rested after creating the world, I think you probably should maybe take note of that and see the importance there. It's pretty much a critical factor. So where's your sleep right now? Are you getting that sweet sleep? Well, I want to share with you how to get sweet sleep. And that sweet sleep is S-W-E-E-T. I want to break it down for you. Number one is the S, schedule. Schedule the time that you're going to go to bed. You schedule everything else. You schedule doctor's appointments. You schedule your dentist appointments. You schedule when you're going to go take your car to get, you know, the oil change. You schedule when you're going to go out for a girls' night out. You schedule when you're going to have a date with your spouse. You schedule everything. We have a schedule date already for school next year and when school's going to be done. And sometimes you have that 2 or 3 years out. Why are you not scheduling your sleep? Don't you think that's a little more important than your education? Because you're not going to have much in the education if you're not getting sleep. Common sense, right? I know, but we don't think about it that way. That's why I'm here to help you think about your thoughts. I am one who will lay in bed at night and think about this stuff. That's why I'm here. So schedule your sleep. Schedule the time that you're going to go to bed. If you're one who you know you need maybe 4 to or I wouldn't say 4 hours, more like sometimes you can get away with 4 hours. Sometimes you just have to have that. But if you're one who has to have that 7 hours of sleep, then with that 7 hours of sleep, then count back. Okay, I know I've got to get up and do this. Well, what is your morning routine? Make sure you're allowing for all of that. Because sometimes we forget, oh my gosh, it takes me 30 minutes to really get ready, but I want to exercise too. That's another 30 minutes. So really, that means I need to be up by 5 o'clock. Well, if I need to be up by 5 o'clock, I need to start counting backwards from then. And if I need to be actually doing something at 5 o'clock, then maybe I need to think more like 4:45. Because that gives me the time to wake up, get dressed, get ready, and move forward at 5. So schedule. Number two is your W. In sweet. It's your willingness. What's your attitude? We will do anything and everything we can to be busy, to sound important, to maybe one up our best friend. Now, I know we don't come with that attitude. I understand that, but hear me out. As a whole, we're people pleasers and we compare. And when you put those two together, it's always, hi, how are you? And what's your response? Think immediately. Yeah, I'm busy. I'm fine. Those are excuses, and you need to step away from that. What's your willingness here when it comes to your sweet sleep? You got to be willing to get some. Stop the excuses. Say, man, my sleep is important. I may be busy, but that busy includes my sleep because that is where it all is. Get sweet sleep with number three, E, eliminate. Eliminate the lights. Eliminate the technology. Oh, it's the elimination game. I love that. We've got so much stuff coming at us all the time. Do not read your emails. I have tried really hard these past, I would say few weeks. I can't say months upon months yet. I'm getting there because I'm working through this now. But I'm really trying to come up with my schedule, my willingness, because I'm one who, yes, will push me to the extreme. But I need to eliminate my technology specifically. The lights I do really good. I have curtains in our room that are blackout curtains. And so on the weekends when we don't have a schedule to follow and we can sleep in for an hour, let's say, not have to get up at the crack of dawn, then I pull the curtains completely and it becomes a very dark room. Yes, believe it or not, I do have a TV in my room. I do not have a TV in our living room. We have chosen to have that in our bedroom because of our schedule and how I work and all of that jazz. So yes, for some people, it's not good to have a TV in the room, but I do. But in saying that, I make sure all of the lights that are on are hidden. So we have wood furniture. And in our wood furniture panel, I actually have a strip of wood that goes in front. Now, there's enough room that when I'm using the remotes, it still all works. But you can't see the lights when you turn everything off. So they still may be on, running and doing what they need to do, but I don't need to see that. My eyes are not, attracted to that. So that's important. But for me, technology, I failed. I have so failed in that area. So figure out what you need to eliminate, the elimination game for you. Maybe it's something else. Maybe you're drinking caffeine way too late and you need to eliminate caffeine. Well, then that's your game. So game on, get it out of there. Okay, for me, it's technology. I'm really trying not to look at my emails and do my work on my computer after really 8 o'clock at night. And you know what? That's really difficult to do. Especially when you work at home all the time and it's right there. I mean, it's just at my beck and call and I want to talk to you guys all the time. And I want to see what's going on. But you know what? I can't because it gets me into a whirlwind. And sometimes I have some great ideas. And then when that happens, I'm up for another 2, 3, 4 hours. And then what happened? Oh, yep. Bedtime schedule, totally not there. Maybe my willingness was, but not my schedule. So eliminate. Number four, your second E is enhance. So we got to eliminate, but then we have to enhance. I love that. You have to enhance your sleep. Like maybe enhance your sleep with a nighttime snack. For you, maybe you need that warm cup of milk. that never worked for me, just saying. But if that works for you, awesome. Maybe it's that tea at night, the non-caffeinated tea at night. A chai tea, a green and chai tea. That's awesome. Maybe it's a type of bed that you have, or maybe you've had your bed for too long and you've been talking about getting a new mattress, but you haven't like put any effort towards it. So enhance your sleep. Maybe it's exercise that works for you. Maybe if you don't get in your exercise routine for the day, you're just thrown off and your body just doesn't have a way of winding down. For me, it's my legs, believe it or not. My legs will cramp like crazy. I have calves of steel. I got them from my dad. They're Superman calves. I love them because they are a powerhouse for me. They keep me going. They're my Energizer bunnies that are attached to me. But if I do not get my exercise in, then I pay the price later because my legs cramp. It's just the way I'm built and how my makeup is. So you have to figure out how to enhance your sleep, okay? And finally, number five is T for temperature. Temperature is very important, and temperature runs a twofold. Temperature is not just your attitude, but your temperament, okay, and your temperature. So it's part of the temper part here. So your temperament is, are you going to bed angry, mad, flustered? That's not going to work. That's not going to help. So you need to figure a way to let that stuff go before you hit the hay because you're not going to get the sweet sleep. And also then the temperature. If it's hot in your room, I mean, ultimately, it's really good to drop your degrees of temperature down. Maybe you need a fan. Maybe it's not that you need to turn your air conditioner down. I know during the day, like I'll turn ours up when it's a really hot, well, not necessarily a really hot day, but on a normal average summer day, you know, maybe we want to keep it a little warmer. It's still cool, but it may be warmer. But at night, we drop it down. I don't keep it the same necessarily at night all throughout the day. But that's something that you have to figure out for you and your family. And maybe if you're like, gosh, there's too much, then put a fan in your room. You can have a personal fan that's right by your bed that blows just more directly on you versus your husband. Maybe your spouse wants a fan too, and he would appreciate an oscillating fan too, more than just maybe a fan in the room. Maybe you already have that, but you need another fan. Whatever it is that works for you, you got to think of the temper, the temperature, and the temperament. You got to get sweet sleep. Albert Einstein said this, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." If you are trying to find that balance, whatever you want to call it, work-life balance, whether you want to say, I'm just trying to live my life and live it to the fullest, whether you want to use the word harmony, because like for me, I'm not going to be, you know, 50-50, it's harmony. The blends are what works for me. You can't use the same thing that you've been doing. It's not working. So get that sweet sleep. Think outside the box to elevate your mindset as you find balance and harmony in your life. Maybe you want some help with this. I would love to gift you a complimentary coaching call with me. All you have to do is click on the link, Take Aim. There, a form will pop up. Fill that out. It comes directly to me. No one else sees it. I will get back with you, and we will schedule an actual time for you and I to talk about you and where you are in your life. I would love to help you with that. We sometimes, I think, really kind of throw it to the wind, like, oh, this stuff is piddly. Do I really need to put that much thought in it? Your mind is everything. Think about your computer. You shut it down so it can what? Clear the cookies. It can kind of reset. So when you turn it back on, it's what? It's refreshed. It's renewed. That's what sleep does for you. And when you want to find balance in your mindset, you got to get some sweet sleep. So go out today and remember that one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And that one step may be some sweet sleep just for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.